From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Crumry. This past weekend, Juneau had its first Native Youth Olympics competition open to the public since the pandemic. As KTOO's Lindsay Berlini reports, athletes and coaches are happy to be back.
In many ways, Juneau's Native Youth Olympics competition traditional games felt a lot like the games before COVID-19. The dance group Wuxi'in was back for their usual opening performance. There was an audience again, and more people came to compete.
I think we were all just tired of COVID, and we wanted to get together and start doing stuff again.
That's Alexandria Toloff. She coaches a team representing the Katuchuk tribe in Seward. That team isn't new, but it hadn't competed in an event for a few years before COVID. The team struggled to find coaches. But then during the pandemic, Toloff's cousin got a job as a head coach for the team, and Toloff offered to help and got involved in NYO again. When they got the opportunity to compete at the traditional games in Juneau, they jumped on it. Toloff had never been to Juneau, and she says some of the athletes had never even been on a plane before. She says Juneau felt a lot like Seward with the mountains, glacier, and the water. As for the games, Toloff competed in most of the events. She says her favorite event is the scissor broad jump because it's less stressful, but she also likes the kicking events too.
They really push you, you really have to tone in, and it really just takes a lot of energy and force, and it is really, really stressful, but it takes a lot of passion, and everybody gets into it.
Going to the games is something a lot of athletes look forward to and train for. Toloff says it isn't a competition so much against the other athletes, but about competing against yourself and cheering on the other athletes. And she says these events are more than just the games. It's also about the culture, the dancing, the food, and seeing your community come together.
Food for the soul, I would say. It sounds a little corny, but it makes my heart happy to come here that we can all share this weekend together.
When the pandemic came to Alaska and NYO events were being canceled, it was hard on the community. Kyle Worrell is a wellness coordinator at the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He is also an NYO coach for athletes in Juneau and played a big role in revitalizing the sport in Southeast Alaska. It was during the 2020 traditional games that he and everyone found out that the Arctic Winter Games were canceled. And it was an emotional day for the people who were supposed to go to the competition.
These are things we look forward to all year and never thought that they would just be canceled.
He did a lot of work to keep NYO going during the pandemic. He did some Zoom practices. Athletes made an NYO version of the Brush Challenge on TikTok. Roll says these virtual events were needed and it helped people get through the pandemic. But it really doesn't compare to in-person events. And a lot of people were excited to be back. Roll says this year he had the most teams ever attending the traditional games, and about the same amount of athletes as the event before the pandemic. Eventually, Worrell wants to have an NYO team in every Southeast community come to the traditional games. He says he wants to give kids here the same opportunities he had with NYO in high school, and share his love of the games.
I think he is executing his goal very well because I share the same love and passion for the sports now.
That's one of Worrell's athletes, Ezra Elizoff. And it's something a lot of Worrell's athletes say. Elizoff first started NYO at Thunder Mountain High School as a way to stay in shape, but he stayed because of the community. A lot of the games are based on hunting and survival techniques Indigenous people in Northern Alaska had. And Elizoff learned from his coach Worrell that the spirit of the games, that support you give other athletes, it's like hunting with fellow hunters in another community. You wouldn't want other hunters not to bring home food for their families and elders. And Elizoff says that mindset is embedded in the spirit of the games.
That spirit is still with us, even though times aren't as extreme. We still like to see each other succeed, and we still like to support one another because that's what our ancestors did so long ago.
That's why you'll always see athletes giving each other advice and sharing techniques instead of hiding them. And that spirit is what keeps Elizoff doing NYO.
I actually plan on doing it till I'm like an old man and complaining about my achy.
And there is no age limit for the World Eskimo Indian Olympics, though Elizoff says you probably don't want to be doing it when you're 90. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Berlini.
April is National Poetry Month. To celebrate, KUAC's Lori Neufeld caught up with the first place winners in the Alaska Statewide Poetry Contest.
Middle school division winner Clover Van Ormer from Juneau found inspiration in a classroom assignment.
It was just a 10-minute quick write, and I had no idea what to write about, and I was just kind of looking around the classroom, and I was like, why don't I just write about this? Yeah, my name is Clover Van Ormer, and the poem that won the competition is called Oldest Friend. Anxiety grabs at children like a shadow trailing behind a runner, like exhaust clinging to the back of a car, like clouds stuck to the breeze. It shows itself in small ways, bouncing legs, wringing hands, small laughs. Only us children can notice when one is feeling uncomfortable to a point of breaking, and even so, no one does anything. Though each and every one of us can see, we continue to focus on clothes, on phones, on social media, on anything but the issue at hand. For confronting it makes it a bigger issue, and making it a bigger issue makes it worse. So we will continue to avoid eye contact, to only break when no one sees, to pinch ourselves under layers of clothing. Anxiety clings to children like ivy up the side of a building, but the saddest thing about it is that each and every one of us relies on it like an old friend, because having something familiar is better than having nothing at all.
And high school division winner William Bradshaw from Homer heard inspiring advice in a show he was watching.
One of the characters in it was writing a poem, and she was struggling, and her friend told her, write a poem about what you know. My poem is about ADHD. I was diagnosed in sixth grade, so it's something I could definitely say I know about. So my name is William Bradshaw. I wrote the poem Focus on the Sonnet. Ambiguous external stirring interferes with thought, drizzled its softened worries that formed vicious salvos. Hours designed torturous distractions only solved by dragging a pill down the throat of the burdened. Assured genetics who crave motivational equilibrium. Do not allow comforting diffusions present excuses which hums tunes of battlegrounds brimmed with their own selves, digging graves for those who travel in tar in order to focus. Attention sleeps peacefully in blood-curdling stress, deficit spending on the fake gold while imperfect silver is hyperactive in its defect's ability to achieve augmentation. Disorder is inevitable. A pill sources false equilibrium. Considering unprepossessing qualities, silver is dignitary. Unauthenticated gold is a distracting inequality.
Adult category winner Wendy Erd from Homer emphasizes paying attention to the world around us.
In this particular poem, I gathered different moments that came in like a resonance for me. My name is Wendy Erd, and the title is Whereabouts. Starts with an epigraph. We're on the line 157-337, running on line north and south. Amelia Earhart's last radio transmission, July 2, 1937. Green troughs become dark froth rolled under. Bearings dissolve in every direction, ocean. On land, we orient on waves of lilac and wind. Grass seeded along the roadway grew overnight. This morning, small blades ripple. What can we chart? Pollen dusts our thresholds gold, makes ordinary doorways sacred. An unfathomable radiance moves through us. We are more of this world than we know, and less. Body of light, seeping across time. Broadcast these whereabouts. Send this news.
You can hear all the winning poems, including second through honorable mention poems, and find out about Fairbanks Art Association's annual statewide poetry contest at fairbanksarts.org. Happy National Poetry Month. For KUAC in Fairbanks, I'm Lori Neufeld.
Last November, President Joe Biden signed into law the $1.2 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The bill is expected to make billions of dollars available to Alaska over the next 5 years, if the money is applied for. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski helped negotiate the terms of the bill, and she wants to make sure that Alaska entities know how to access that money and know about the funding opportunities it involves. On Monday, April 11th, Murkowski is hosting a free event for the public to learn more about the bill. Federal representatives and officials from state agencies will be available to answer questions and provide information. The in-person event is Monday, April 11th from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Denina Civic and Convention Center in Anchorage. You can find an event schedule on Murkowski's website. This is KTOO.